A Canton man is facing charges after police say he fired shots near an auto dealership in the city. 19-year-old James Morris was arrested Wednesday and charged with felonious assault, weapons under disability, discharging a firearm in a school safety zone, and tampering with evidence. Shots were fired Saturday in the 500 block of 15th Street Northwest near Kempthorne Auto, striking several vehicles and nearly hitting two people. Shell casings were found in a nearby school playground. Morris allegedly tried to hide a gun in a backyard on 15th. He is scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. A high-speed police chase in Marlboro Township leads to an arrest. 25-year-old Travis McCown of Lake Township was taken into custody today in connection with an April 21st incident and faces charges of failure to comply, obstructing official business, and cited for driving on a suspended license. The pursuit began after an officer responded to a report of a vehicle in a residence yard on Alberta Beach Street Northeast. McCown, who police believe was intoxicated, allegedly fled at speeds of at least 74 miles per hour and drove in both lanes of traffic before officers lost sight of the vehicle. Washington Township trustees have appointed Steve Latcher as fiscal officer starting August 1st. The selection was made Monday. Latcher replaces Jimmy Jones, who announced his resignation last month. Officials reported one new zoning permit, and trustees approved mowing and vehicle violation notices for several properties. Fire officials reported 35 runs in May and early June, including medical calls and a structure fire. Road crews reported patching and catch basin repairs, and trustees approved more than $28,000 in bills. More than $632,000 in community grants have been awarded by the Sisters of Charity Foundation of Canton. The funding will support education, health care, youth programs, and social services. Major grants include $200,000 to ComQuest Services for addiction treatment programs, $150,000 to the Early Childhood Resource Center's Spark Kindergarten Readiness Program, and more than $82,000 to the Boys and Girls Club of Maslin. Additional grants will support job training, domestic violence services, and after-school programs. Three people who sought medical treatment following a chlorine gas release at the City of Akron water plant have been treated and released from the hospital. The incident happened Wednesday afternoon. A chemical reaction involving two tanks released chlorine gas at the Ravenna Road facility in Franklin Township. City officials say the gas dissipated, a shelter-in-place order was lifted, and there was no contamination of the drinking water supply. One building at the plant remains closed during cleanup operations. A Portage County judge has sentenced a New York State man to prison for a high-speed police chase. On Monday, Common Pleas Judge Becky Doherty ordered 20-year-old Keston Ogbemudia of Brooklyn to serve 7 to 9.5 years. He pleaded guilty in March to felonious assault, failure to comply, and receiving stolen property. Prosecutors say Ogbemudia was driving a vehicle carrying 8 Dyson hair dryers stolen from an Ulta beauty store in Westlake when he fled police on the Ohio Turnpike at speeds of up to 115 miles per hour. He struck a state trooper's cruiser before crashing in Trumbull County. He also received a 12-year driver's license suspension. School officials across Columbiana County are raising concerns about a proposed property tax break for seniors. Several district treasurers asked commissioners Wednesday to review the potential impact before deciding to expand the homestead exemption. They warned the change could reduce school funding without state reimbursement, affecting classroom programs and services. Commissioners have not yet decided whether to approve the additional tax relief. Jamie Kimatz is the new superintendent of the Salem School District. The Board of Education says Kimatz, who had been serving as interim superintendent and previously as curriculum director, was selected after a thorough search process. Kimatz says one of her first priorities will be overseeing completion of the district's new K-8 school. She replaces Sean Kirkland, who died earlier this year. Residents and trustees in Jackson, Ellsworth, and Milton Townships are considering a possible merger of their fire and EMS services. WFMJ-TV reports a study by the Ohio Fire Chiefs Association found a joint fire district would be feasible and could improve response times and standardize equipment and training, but would take years to organize and could reduce local control. Officials say the three departments are also facing rising costs, increased call volume, and staffing shortages. Trustees are encouraging public input as discussions continue. Firefighters responded to an early morning blaze today at Noble Creature Wild Ales and Loggers in Youngstown. Crews were called to the East Rayon Avenue business around 3:30. Officials say the blaze was located outside the brewery near a detached building. The cause is under investigation. There were no injuries. A shooting in Youngstown injures one man. WKBN-TV reports police were called to Detroit Avenue just after 10:30 Tuesday night. Two men said they were standing in a driveway when they heard about 10 shots. They ran for cover, and one of the men discovered he had been hit. He was treated at the scene by EMS. 5 9-millimeter casings were found by police. An area resident said her home was hit by gunfire, and another said their vehicle was damaged. Police are investigating. A Boardman contractor with a history of theft convictions has pleaded guilty to a lesser charge in Pennsylvania. 44-year-old John Bartos entered a guilty plea to disorderly conduct in Mercer County Court after a theft by deception charge was withdrawn. The case stems from an incident in Allegheny County. Bartos has previously been convicted of theft in Columbiana, Mahoning, and Trumbull counties involving uncompleted construction work. A sentencing date has not been set. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.